Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup, 430 new laws to take effect. MD Air National Guard says goodbye to its planes. Next week, Maryland will see 430 new laws take effect, including increased speed camera fines. Meanwhile, Maryland's Air National Guard bid farewell to its planes, ending a century-long military air mission. Governor Wes Moore promises to address audit issues, while a $13 million waterfront project in Cambridge remains unfinished. President Trump's targeting of political enemies in Maryland puts the state's U.S. attorney in the spotlight. The Legislative Black Caucus inspects neglected gravesites in Cheltenham, while Maryland coffee shops struggle with rising prices. Senator Chris Van Hollen criticizes wimpy politics, surprising many, and the state's Big Tree program offers a $500 prize for finding the biggest tree in Maryland state forests. In Annapolis, Jared Littman wins the Democratic primary for mayor. Sinclair Broadcast Group preempts Jimmy Kimmel Live on its ABC stations.
20th anniversary of the Washington State Law Enforcement Memorial. Behind the Badge Foundation is marking the 20th anniversary of the Washington State Law Enforcement Memorial with a year-long campaign honoring the memory of Washington's fallen officers. The WSL20, Two Decades, One Promise campaign launched in June 2025 and will continue through May 2026, marking two decades since the memorial's dedication. Since its establishment on the Capitol campus in Olympia, the Washington State Law Enforcement Memorial has served as Washington's most solemn tribute to fallen officers, honoring 346 law enforcement personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. The memorial has become a place of remembrance for families, fellow officers, and citizens seeking to pay their respects to those who gave their lives protecting others.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.